Today on the podcast, there is some huge news out of YouTube, who has just added a whole bunch of new AI features. So this week, we're actually going to take a whole week and talk about a lot of the different updates that we're seeing here and a lot of the different strategies. We're kind of doing a creator segment and also talking about how to basically grow and scale your businesses using YouTube and using video. There's so much that's happening. A lot of times when there's like crazy news, you can kind of get bogged down and miss out on some of it. This we really think is so critical. Jamie obviously comes from a background with his YouTube channel that has over 140,000 subscribers. And I've been doing a bunch of stuff with YouTube lately that has really been boosting my businesses. So this is kind of what we want to talk about. So the first thing that we thought was really fascinating, YouTube has rolled out studio updates to create a likeness detection at lip sync dubs, a bunch of creator collab stuff, a whole bunch more. We're going to get into all of that. Before we do, Jamie, do you want to tell them about our school community?
Yeah. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to make money on the side using AI or even grow and scale a business using AI, you need to check out our school community called AI Hustle. We will leave a link below. Each week, we release bonus content over there from a variety of different topics, just different ways Jaden and I are actually making money with AI. This week, we did a really great episode. Jaden walked us through a YouTube strategy using some of these AI tools. And, you know, YouTube is really a great place that you can still grow a brand new channel and market a business with YouTube. There's lots of still really great uses for YouTube. So Jaden walked us through that. It was really informative. And so each week we do a different topic. I talked about an Amazon program that I made over $20,000 with last year, how I'm scaling it with AI. So, and all that ties into this YouTube shorts and AI generation that they're releasing this week. So it's $22 a month. We have raised the price. We're going to continue to raise it. So if you want to lock that price in, sign up and you'll never have it raised on you. But we're going to keep raising the price as the value of the community increases. But yeah, let's talk about YouTube and what they're doing here with some of their AI generation tools. So this first feature is really amazing. I actually saw a demo with Colin and Samir, YouTubers, and they, I think, got early access to this. But they basically, on the fly, translated their video into Portuguese. So Samir had no idea how to speak Portuguese, but with the flick of a button, live translated what he was saying into Portuguese. Not only that, but it lip dubbed him as well. So it looked like he was actually speaking the language. So there's some really powerful use cases for this as far as making money and just growth on YouTube in general. I think it's really powerful. Jaden, what have you heard about this?
Well, I think so many different AI features announced. This was a huge conference. It's really exciting. I think one of the big things to note is that right now YouTube has over 30 million creators. I think it's easy to look at well, they have a lot of views. They have a lot of people using the platform, maybe a billion people use the platform or something. And that makes perfect sense. But it's crazy to think they have a lot of people creating, and that's kind of this area they got to put a lot of attention on. And they basically have made a whole bunch of new algorithmic announcements, which, by the way, Jamie and I recorded a whole video today on our school community on this week, a project I've done that is going viral and basically how I would recommend some strategies I'd recommend if you're looking at growing your business with YouTube or any video platform. So you go check that out in the school community. But I think, 30 million creators is absolutely huge. So a couple cool features that I like. Okay, first of all, I got to do the one that I don't really care for. I think it's silly. They're like, we're doing all this cool AI stuff, which I'm obviously on board with. But one of the big ones, they're like, an AI powered chatbot for support. I'm like, wow, you guys have a support chatbot. Fantastic. Like everybody else. But I mean, I guess it's good because up until now, YouTube is notorious for having not a lot of support unless you're big enough that you can kind of get a personal rep or something like that, which I'd be curious, Jamie, have you had experience with that? Do you have a YouTube rep that if you have some sort of problem you can talk to?
No, I don't. So, okay. And maybe I could get one, but I think there is maybe some use cases for the chatbot. The example they gave is it basically was breaking down the analytics saying your click-through rate was 8%, but here's how you could improve it. A better thumbnail and title, and so giving suggestions that way. I think it's kind of a built-in ChatGPT a little bit, which I think could use could help beginning creators, sure. At 30 seconds, 50% of people clicked off, maybe whatever you said offended them. There could be some use cases to it, but I wasn't too excited about that feature either.
Okay, well, I do think that that's an interesting point. In my brain, I was just if you have a problem, I don't know, your channel of the video is like has an issue or something, that you can contact them. But that is actually an interesting point where you could talk to it about the analytics on the channel. I sort of think that's an interesting use case. One thing is cool is that there is a title A-B testing feature. So in the past, they've had like you can A-B test thumbnails, which I'm curious, Jamie, if you've had any experience with this, but a title A-B tester, I think is really cool. And then of course you mentioned the auto dubbing, which is, I think, going to be legendary. Being able to basically have AI that speaks in another language for you will be huge. From the demo that you saw, Jamie, did you see, like, is that something you have to enable? Is that something that's just by default? Is it cloning your actual voice?
You know, they didn't give a lot of details. It was more just like a hype video. Sure. Like, look at what you can do with YouTube now. So I didn't give like a tutorial or anything. It sounded similar to his voice. It wasn't an exact clone. I don't know who their partner is. I don't know if you know who with the voice cloning, if they have their own software or what, but I mean, it sounded good. And I mean, I think the point of this is that now you can reach a new audience, even if the dub's not like the exact same voice, you know, like you can still reach a brand new audience, you know, in a huge, powerful way. So
that's a great point, because I bet a lot of people will harp on that and be like, it's not a perfect clone of my voice. Like, why would I use it? But I think like 2 points you made are really key. Number one, you weren't translating your videos before, so this is like, think it's perfect or not, but it's a massive unlock. And then number two, the alternative is if you did want to translate your videos before, you were paying voiceover people a lot of money to do that. Like Mr. Beast has his Spanish channel, he's got all of his different channels, but it costs a lot of money. And it also spreads out your subscribers, so your overall channel is smaller. But you can imagine, even for someone like Mr. Beast, where he's got, you know, his Spanish and like all of his other different language channels, if he basically just had one channel that he was making, but he could upload the dubs to all of them, or the AI was good enough that it would just clone the voice of the speaker. The cool thing with that would be that like his main channel would be able to like get millions and millions more subscribers. And when an advertiser comes to it, he could say, look, like I have 500 million subscribers instead of like 200 million, because all of the other languages are all included in there. And the advertiser knows that whatever they promote is going to go to everything. I don't know if you've noticed this about his YouTube lately, but lately I don't see a lot of, you know, I guess there are sponsorships in his videos, but I feel like most of his sponsorships are like for his own Feastables and his own Feastables chocolate milk and his own candy. Yeah. And I think I've heard him talk about this on a podcast where basically he's saying he sees the best results just promoting his own stuff. He makes the most money just promoting his own businesses. His businesses grow more than just pure sponsorship from putting an ad for someone else in a video, which I think is interesting.
Speaking of which, another interesting feature that they rolled out, and I think this is really, you know, powerful, is that it will allow collaborations with up to 5 others in one video. So what that means is Instagram has had this feature for a while, but if you have like, let's say you're doing a Feastables sponsorship, or you know, we're collaborating with another creator, you could link up or become collaborators on a video, and then it would post to both of your profiles. So it's kind of a way to boost engagement with others and kind of cross audiences and things like that. So I think that's really cool from a collaboration standpoint. And I think that'll help a lot of people be able to grow their channels if they can, you know, collaborate with other creators, which it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that is a really cool feature. I've seen Mr. Beast do that a couple times this week, where it'll basically post the video to both channels, and the views will, like, both channels will get to claim the views, which is kind of cool. If you do a collaboration, someone that's big, your whole channel gets the boost from that. One thing that I also thought was interesting is they have this likeness detection. You have to, I think, get enough subscribers to be monetized. But if you're monetized, if other people, which this happens a lot, basically just go to your channel and rip your videos and repost them, they're now scanning with AI, they'll detect it, they'll let you know, and you can take it down or whatever. Now, it's interesting because I've actually seen two strategies to this. I think if someone's going and just taking your entire video and re-uploading it, that's pretty shady. Just nuke it. But I see a lot of people that, like, they'll make clips, for example. And so I guess with a likeness detection tool like this, technically you could go ban people making clips. And maybe if they're like manipulating what you're saying, this is a useful tool. But I've also seen a lot of people that are really positive towards clips. They're like, hey, we just made this thing, please go take it and make as many clips as you want out of it. They know that all of the clips, like, ultimately are like free advertising basically, and will help grow their main channel. So two things there is, like, you want people to make a lot of clips of your content typically, but some people will make a clip, or like we saw those like deep fakes where they would like get a Joe Rogan clip where he's about to promote one of his businesses, and he's like, and the protein powder that I love, and before he says his business, they just AI changed the word to like their protein powder, basically. So it seems like he's promoting them. In a case like that, this likeness detection would be super easy to just nuke the clip and I think get rid of it really fast. So overall, that's an interesting little AI that's running all over YouTube and detecting stuff as well.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. I think there's going to be a lot of really interesting new growth strategies that come out of these changes that YouTube's making. And so I'm really excited about it. We're going to keep you guys updated. So be sure to stay subscribed and leave us a review and rating wherever you're listening. We really appreciate those. They help us out a lot. And don't forget to check out the school community where you can stay up to date on some of these cutting edge strategies to make money using AI. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.